talking about allowances, the national average is $13 a week, ends up $52 a month. Do you pay an allowance to your kids? Yes or no? And if you do, how much per week? Let's go to Scott. Scott, do you pay your kids an allowance? If so, how much?
Yeah, we do. She's eight. We pay her by age, so every year it goes up by a dollar, so she gets $8 a week.
Okay.
$8 a week, okay.
And what kind of chores do you have an eight-year-old do in your house?
We got them on the fridge. She has to check them off, and if she doesn't do them, she doesn't get the money. She has to do all of them to get all the money. There's no partial pay. Dump the trashes, feed the dog, clean your bedroom.
Nice.
Make sure she plays guitar, so she has to make sure and do guitar for half an hour every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Running a boot camp over there.
For
I like
real.
It. And it's I like
a job
it.
In
I like
itself
it.
Having to monitor all
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It told job
and
in
then,
itself
and
creating the chore chart.
Yeah.
With the responsibility, she's a book reader, and so she will burn it up at Barnes & Noble. I'll buy her one once in a while, but if she wants more, that's what that money goes towards.
Girl after my own heart. I love this kid.
Does she read the newspaper?
I love it.
All right. Thank you. Scott, you sound like you're doing a great job. That's hard stuff to do. Let's go to Kristen. Kristen, go ahead. Do you pay your kids an allowance? If so, how much per week?
I do, and it's $7.20 per week. We use an app, and she's really, really bad about brushing her teeth, so that's literally a task that she gets paid 10 cents to do, and then emptying her lunchbox because it's like it's
that's a good one.
But I don't have to like ask her to make sure she's doing the things because if not, her lunchbox will mold for 3 days in her book bag.
Yep.
So just the basic things that she should be doing anyways. But honestly, it's just like a reward. Like you do it, then I don't have to worry about it, and you get 10 cents, 25 cents, whatever.
What
you know?
App are you using? Is it for brushing your teeth or is it an app for chores?
It's an app for chores, and it's called Acorns Early. And one thing I really like about that, too, is like you can
download
set up
now.
How much you want to go to savings. So, like, she might get $7 a week, but three of it goes into her savings that she can't
touch. Oh, my gosh. And it does it through the app?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Downloading it now.
Yeah, me too.
You have to pay for the app, or is it free?
You got to do chores to get it.
$5 a year or something like that.
Oh.
You have to pay something like that.
Well, yep. I would pay that.
That's
I wouldn't care.
Take it out of the allowance.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
$5 for the year is worth it.
No, it definitely is worth it. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
That's some great information. Acorns Early, right?
I can post it.
Okay, great.
I can post a link. Also, another chore that I'd like to add now that I'm privy to all the information that's going on at my own house under my own nose is
under my own nose
is that emptying the water bottles out of their damn book bags every day. They carry around their water bottle. I mean, they're big Owalas, you know.
Yeah.
Every day, there's like six of them.
Yeah.
And I say, why are they, why?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot to take yesterday's out, and then we got a new one, and but you know, from the drawer. And I just think, you're adding 50 pounds to your back.
Right.
Just full of water that you're not drinking.
What if you just give them one, and that's it?
Wait, I mean, yes, but it's like, if they don't take it out of their book bag, then I'm not there in the mornings, so that's
not,
you know, I don't know. But then they'll just go and grab another one because they didn't get yesterday's out.
Throw it in there.
Yes, it's
good Lord, it makes good strong calf muscles, like
strong backs, just like their mom.
Sturdy back, sturdy back, Katie, raising sturdy backs. Let's go to Elizabeth. How much do you pay your kids per week for their allowance?
Well, I have one child. He's 11. He gets $10 a week, and he has to do recyclables. I take them down to the bin. He has to do trash. He has to do cat litter box. We have three cats.
Three too many.
One's an automatic box, and then actually I guess we have four boxes anyway, so he has to empty three manually and one is an automatic box.
This is why we had kids, let's be honest. You know, yes, they're a joy, but they can
help
out.
Yeah The litter box is pushing it though.
I'm gonna give them a raise on that one. All right, cool, very good. Does he do his chores pretty regularly?
Yes, I do have to remind, and we do have a checklist in the morning on the fridge just for all the things like fill your water bottle up, feed the cat. Oh, he does feed the cat too, food, dry food, all that good
Elizabeth,
stuff.
We're wondering now, what do you do around the house? I'm kidding.
You work?
I do a lot.
I know.
It's teaching him pet ownership.
Absolutely.
I mean,
It's
I tell him, it's like, you know, all those years that I've made sure you've had food, The cats depend on you too. So
no, I love it. I love the responsibility.
And also, let me say this: it's important to teach little boys that it is not just a woman's work.
Amen.
Keeping up the house and doing chores.
Oh, amen. Really? That's right. Let me ask you: is it not just a man's work to mow the yard and do the landscaping and
it's not. I've ceiling hedges,
exhaust fans.
Hey, you took that upon yourself.
Yeah, but it's, I had to.
Yeah, you could.
We're getting mold. Easily,
Jared would not have attempted that.
No.
What?
No.
Doing the ceiling fan yourself.
No, because I don't want to burn my house down.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, I mean, there's all, no matter what this lady is saying, there are stereotypical jobs, and she's trying to make it seem like the other stereotypical.
I think she's saying it's important to teach your kids to do all the jobs, and I agree wholeheartedly. We're all in it together.
So you're going to make Nora go mow the yard when she...
Yeah, she already has.
Well, that's dangerous.
My sisters had to mow the yard when I was growing up.
That's not common. That is not common for the...
We break the molds, Jason. What can I say?
I think it's not common for adult women to mow their yard.
Exactly.
You do if you have to.
My sister did mow the yard. We all took turns mowing the yard growing up. But it's less common for women to do it.
I think you find your groove and what works for your house.
Yeah, and they're saying, hey, I don't mind doing that. You do this.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
You find whatever works for you. But if you are a single woman raising your children, someone's mowing the grass.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Is the guy not raising the children?
I said if you're a single woman.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're a single dad, you're doing
all the
stuff,
doing all the things, too.
Good point, Jared. Right.
I do all the stuff.
That is my point. It's just the other way around.
No, I pay someone to mow my yard.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Why is that shocking?
Well, I just think you're trying to save as much money as you can.
Yeah, and me taking first of all, I have to buy a lawnmower, which would be expensive.
No, it's not.
Lost it in the divorce.
And then it's like it would take me an hour to push mow.
Oh.
Yeah.
An hour? You can't
push the guy that mows my yard, he does it for $40.
He has to text, Jason. He has to be very busy on the phone.
No, I'm just saying that's a significant amount of money, and it's an exercise.
I've never enjoyed the yard stuff. I hate yard work. I hate it. I loathe it. Not good at it. Never been good at it. Don't want to be good at it.
What about if you put some headphones in?
A riding lawnmower, I did it.
No, but like push mower and then with their headphones in?
I've tried it before and you still can't hear anything.
Oh.
It's like, nah.
With Jared's hearing?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
He needs like 808 speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's still like, turn it up.
No, I had riding lawnmower for like 8 years and got used to it. And then it's like,
It's good exercise. Mm-hmm. And the mowers now, you don't have to push them. It's just, you just clip that thing down and it's self-propelled.
And they go.
You mow your yard, Jason?
No.
Oh.
What are you fighting so hard for?
He does this all the time.
I've mowed the grass. Now, Ben does it way more than I do, but I get out there and mow. I even fixed the damn mower once. Remember? YouTube.
Yes. No, I know.
Yes.
I do, though, a lot of, like, I'm planting bushes. I'm ripping out bushes. I'm doing mulch.
You
I'm doing the weeds.
Carol do it, though, because you're so, I won't even say type A, because I'm type A. You're, like, beyond type A.
Well, I want the grass to grow.
Yeah, see, you don't want somebody else to do it. You won't trust anybody else.
Well, I would trust the landscapers to do it.
You have landscapers. Like, I have a guy that mows my yard.
That's what I have, basically. Basically. I mean, they would do more.
Is $40?
$50.
Really? Oh, that's good.
And it's pretty.
That's good.
It's a pretty big backyard.
Mm-hmm. But then earlier, you're like, oh, you pay your kids an allowance, and then we finally pay his son in college $250 a month allowance.
What am I supposed to do?
Tell him to get a job.
Not give him money.
We just said get a job.
Problem solved.
I mean, we love you, Landon, but damn.
Yeah, we all. That's what we did. I like that you're doing it. And if I was Landon, I would take it.
Sure.
It's $250 for doing nothing.
No, I'm going to pay him less once he gets going with his job. He had a pledge of attorney, and the schoolwork is too much money.
Have to. Didn't have to.